News, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Trapped residents in the mountains of Southern California after huge snowstorms may have to wait another week to get out. San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus on the help that's on the way.
As we contact people that are having difficulties with food resources, we have meals ready to eat that we will transfer to them to help them stabilize their food situation and continue with the road operations until they can get to regular grocery stores and have that type of support.
Alec Murdaugh was sentenced this morning.
Before sentencing him to life in prison without parole for the 2021 murders of his wife and 22-year-old son, South Carolina Circuit Court Judge Clifton Newman asked Alec Murdaugh about something Murdaugh said on the witness stand.
Oh, what tangle web we weave. What did you mean by that?
It meant when I lied, I continue to lie.
And the question is, when will it end? When will it end?
The 54-year-old disgraced and disbarred lawyer still faces nearly 100 charges related to drugs and financial wrongdoing. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
President Biden had a cancerous lesion removed from his chest during his physical last month. The White House says his doctor has determined all cancerous tissue was successfully removed and no further treatment is needed. The lesion was a basal cell carcinoma, a common form of skin cancer. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
The president has had several non-melanoma skin cancers over the years. Several were actually removed before his presidency, and he's followed on a regular basis by a dermatologist for examinations.
The president also awarded a Medal of Honor today at the White House.
It was an honor more than five decades delayed for retired Army Special Forces Colonel Paris Davis. In 1965, under heavy Viet Cong fire and himself shot, the Green Beret refused an airlift until all his soldiers were rescued.
Sir, he said, I'm just not going to leave. I still have an American out there.
President Biden noted the Medal of Honor paperwork for Davis was lost in the 1960s.
Not just once, but twice.
Colonel Davis is black, and his family suspects racism had something to do with it. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
A warning for spring breakers heading to Florida. Major William Schultz is with the Fort Lauderdale Police Department.
Possessing any fraudulent ID or presenting it to an establishment, also having open containers of alcohol, anywhere outside of an establishment is prohibited on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
The markets gained ground on this last trading day of the week. The Dow finished up 387 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening in your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gives you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Stop by for free workshops, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. We're getting active with fun local events like our upcoming Lowe's Bucket Ball Challenge and Kids Workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for our full event lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples, and I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 23. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Overcast skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. About an inch of snow Sunday night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak, it's Friday. It's Anything Goes Friday, whatever's on your mind today. It's you and me for 3 hours, no guests, just a really great shoe. We got a lot to talk about. Also, what will happen to everyone who is not white, straight, or male if we all don't speak out, who are white, straight, and I'd say, you know, male and female. How the Murdoch trial shows off privilege in America, and pregnant refugee women are actually on the run inside the U.S. I'll tell you about all those stories in the first hour. In the second hour, I want to start out with Russia appears to have a plan to attract 7 million conservatives. Do you know conservative friends who are leaving America to move to Russia? Here's one they appear to have attracted, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She got CPAC to stand up and boo President Zelensky. Oh, wasn't that sweet? Also, Jim Crow, that in the second hour of the program. Also, Jim Crow is alive and well in Mississippi. White power taking over Jackson, Mississippi, one of the 80% black towns. It looks like the Wisconsin Supreme Court is using anti-Semitism. Well, not the Supreme Court itself, but conservatives who are running, a conservative who is running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court is now using anti-Semitism in his advertisements to win. And leaked audio is showing a very ugly side of rail management. We'll tell you that. And the lobbying on the railroads in the third hour of the program. But I want to start out with my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. The headline is, "What will happen to everyone who is not white, straight, and male if we don't speak out?" And, you know, today's Republican Party, whether this is intentional or unwitting, and I... Oh, and all this kind of thing, but they're following a script. It's a very old script. It's a script that goes back to ancient Rome. Pastor Martin Niemöller's famous poem begins with, "First they came for the socialists, but I was not a socialist, so I did not speak out." But in fact, first they came for the queer people, specifically the trans people. A year after the Nazis began attacking a year before Nazis began attacking union leaders and socialists, a full 5 years before Kristallnacht, when they were attacking Jewish-owned stores, the Nazis came for the trans people at the Institute for Sexual Research in Berlin. In 1930, this is 3 years before the Nazis, the Institute had pioneered the first gender-affirming surgery in modern Europe. Its director, Magnus Hirschfeld, had compiled the largest library of books and scientific papers on the LGBTQ spectrum in the world, and was internationally recognized in the field of sexual and gender studies. Being gay, lesbian, or trans was tolerated in Germany, and at least in the big cities, when Hitler came to power on January 30th of 1933. But the German queer community was his first explicit target. Literally within weeks of Hitler coming to power. He began a campaign to demonize queer people with especially vitriolic attacks on trans people across German media. German states put into law bans on gender-affirming care, drag shows, and any sort of, quote, public display of deviance, end quote. They were enforcing a law, it was called Paragraph 175, that had been put into place in 1871 that hadn't been enforced in Germany for decades, certainly not in the 20th century. But here we are, a mere 5 months after Hitler came to power. On May 6, 1933, Nazis showed up at the Institute and hauled over 20,000 priceless, many of them priceless, books and manuscripts. This was the largest collection of literature, scientific and otherwise, on gender studies, and particularly on LGBTQ studies, in the world. Hauled them out into the street and created a bonfire you could see from half of Berlin. This was the first major Nazi book burning. It would, and they celebrated it with newsreels. They, you know, the cameras showed up. They played newsreels in the theaters all across Germany before the movies. But it would not be the last book burning. The party's leaders said that by burning these books and literature about gays, lesbians, and trans people that dated back centuries in some cases, some even millennia, they were consigning to the flames, quote, the international the intellectual garbage of the past, and were, quote, protecting Germany's youth from deviance. Fascists always start by declaring themselves the victims of others. Victimhood is essential to the fascist worldview. It's at its core. It's their excuse for destroying other people's lives. They then cast the weakest and least popular minorities in a society as the victims, the victimizers of the fascists. Fascism is never directed against the rich and powerful. It's always against those least able to defend themselves. It's basically bullying turned into a political movement. And when fascists throughout history have looked for victims, they always begin with queer people. Because that is the smallest minority. It's the minority that has the smallest circle of people compared to religious minorities or racial minorities, has the smallest circle of people who personally know them and therefore are willing to accept them, stand up for them, defend them, and speak out against their persecution. Once the fascists have shattered the LGBTQ people and turned the country against them, then they move on to demonizing and politically disenfranchising racial minorities and religious minorities. Then they suppress the rights of women, celebrate masculinity and guns, seize major political parties and the courts, and then take over the nation itself. This formula goes all the way back to Rome. In 326, the year 326, Constantine the Great, who converted Rome to Christianity, put into place the death penalty for homosexuality. This was, Mussolini invented the word fascism in the 1920s, but it has been around for a long, long time. He simply put a label on it. Yesterday, Kevin McCarthy tried to federally one-up Ron DeSantis in their queer-hating fascist meeting meter. It used to be, all these anti-gay, anti-trans, anti-lesbians laws were state-based. Yesterday, Kevin McCarthy introduced the first federal one. He called it a parental bill of rights. In Texas and Florida today, state authorities are coming for the parents of trans kids. Red states that have been seized by fascist demagogues are purging libraries and schools of books, banning drag shows, and outlawing women's rights to abortions and contraception. Fascists always weaponize sexuality, race, and religion. But it usually begins with sexuality and gender. The ACLU right now is tracking 371 anti-trans bills across the United States. Every single one was introduced by Republicans. Most of them include draconian criminal penalties. Most are promoted as, quote, protecting our children. That would be the same children who die by bullets every 2 hours and 26 minutes every day in America and are injured by bullets every 10 to 15 minutes in America. But there's no laws to regulate bullets or guns. Fascists love guns. Displaying weapons in public makes them feel more masculine, more powerful, less frightened. They're wielding the ultimate power, the power over life and death. After Florida passed their Don't Say Gay or Trans law, Human Rights Watch reported a 400% surge in social media hate-based hate speech directed at queer people nationwide. What starts in Florida does not stay in Florida. The FBI released a report in 2021 showing a shocking sevenfold increase in hate crimes against lesbians. Next year, I guarantee you, you're going to see the same thing against trans people, you know, when they look back on this year's statistics. Suicide among queer youth is exploding, with 45% reporting last year that they'd considered suicide. Republicans know this, but they don't care. They're reveling in this current fascist climate. Every new law brings a couple of more bigots to vote for them. They are doing things that were unimaginable just a decade ago. Republican or Republican-associated fascists have tried to murder the governor of Michigan, the vice president of the United States, the Speaker of the House. They've sent dozens of bombs to high-profile Democratic politicians. They've killed multiple police officers and civilians in several states, as well as on January 6th. They've infiltrated the FBI and police agencies across the country. The largest slaughter of American Jews in modern history came right after Donald Trump said, quote, Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global interest powers, her special interest friends and her donors. And, you know, when they talk about globalist bankers, who they're talking about, you don't even need a Nazi decoder ring to figure that one out. Now, in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, the Republicans are running ads saying that the progressive in that race is being funded by George Soros and the international Jews. They don't use the word Jews. It's an international conspiracy, though. Yeah, I mean, again, you don't, everybody knows what this dog whistle means. We just learned this week, I mean, literally this week, that another American fascist was planning to murder Michigan's openly lesbian attorney general, Dana Nessel. Five people in a fascist group from Fresno were arrested this week for seven terrorist bombings. Meanwhile, you know, the hottest topic among Republicans is a new civil war. Republican-controlled states across the nation are aggressively purging black voters from their rolls, literally tens of millions of them in the last 10, 15 years. In Florida and Texas, the governors of those states have had black ex-felons arrested and paraded in front of cameras. Billboards go up all across the country before every election saying voter fraud is a felony. Fascists, after all, think of democracy as old-fashioned and quaint, something to give lip service to, but not to seriously practice. Meanwhile, Donald Trump proposed this week his own legislation outlawing trans people altogether. This is accelerating. In Florida, Channel 8 reports, Florida Senator Jason Broder wants bloggers who write about Governor Ron DeSantis and other members of the Florida Executive Cabinet Legislature to register with the state or face fines. These are not isolated incidents. They are not separate from one another. They are part of a whole, and we all have to speak up. We have to call this what it is. It is fascism. And if we don't wake up and speak out, we may not have a recognizable America in 2 or 3 years. Back with your calls after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. Actually, I got a couple of quick stories for you, and I'll pick up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of old New England with American Cruise Lines. You'll visit scenic Martha's Vineyard, beautiful Nantucket, and Bar Harbor. Enjoy an authentic lobster bake along the rocky shores of Maine aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships. Relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, so it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So what do? Well, introducing Dynavite's Meal Boosters. That's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste pack with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. These toppers are absolutely great for our dogs, Blue and Chewy. Now they get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life, and they absolutely love Dynavite's meal toppers. Love, love, love them. I mean, the cats do too. They're constantly trying to steal them. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. Dynavite.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Welcome back. Okay, just a couple of quick stories here, and then pick up your phone calls. Number one, have you been following the Murdaugh trial? I mean, this is a great example. This guy, 54-year-old Alex Murdaugh, his family goes back 100 years as prosecutors in this one county. His father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, and his great-great-grandfather. And this is a five-county district. It covers 3,200 square miles. And they were responsible for all criminal prosecutions. This is what happens when people have absolute power. You know the old saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely? This is it. And it's also the good old boy network, frankly. And now we're discovering, I don't know if you've seen the Netflix special. There's also one on HBO. I watched the next Netflix one. It looks like this family was involved in more than one murder, or more than these two murders, rather. It looks like they killed their housekeeper. It looks like, or maybe. And it looks like they killed a young gay man who might have been having an affair with one of Murdaugh's kids. I mean, and his son that he killed was about to go on trial for killing a 17-year-old girl. So that's five murders in one family in about 10 years. It's incredible. All righty. The other story I want to share with you, and then I'll pick up your phone calls, is. Now we've got states all across the nation proposing laws to block what they refer to as human trafficking or abortion tourism, which is basically making it a crime to travel out of state. There's a bill in Idaho, for example, that does this right now. A remarkable story that was published over at Arcamax Publishing Company, Arcamax, ARCAMAX.com. She traveled 2,000 miles for her abortion. And this is about a woman from Texas who was absolutely terrified. She was pregnant in Texas. She had an abusive partner. She already had one kid. She left him. She wanted to get an abortion. For 2 weeks, the abortion clinics in Kansas didn't return her call. They are so overwhelmed. But finally, she has a sister in Washington State, and so she flew up there and got an abortion, but she's terrified. She's absolutely terrified. She told one person in Texas that she was pregnant, and she's frightened that when she goes back to Texas, that person will tell somebody who will tell somebody who will then put a bounty hunter on her. You getting this? I mean, bounty hunters pursuing women in Texas because they leave the state to get an abortion. This is just absolutely breathtaking. And the story of this woman, you know, how frightened she was to even organize her travel plans to leave the state, terrified that the state of Texas was checking her Google history or watching her cell phone, or that some bounty hunter might be tracking her, or will after she gets back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Hey, there is no other word to describe this than fascism. We'll be right back with your calls.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than one.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning.
Access to technology and school supplies.
And even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 23. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Overcast skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 21. About an inch of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
And Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Shh.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls on Anything Goes Friday. Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. A couple of days ago, you put out the question, more or less, of who it was that first said it can be difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner is one of the most fascinating individuals of the 20th century, Upton Sinclair, muckraking writer, who went into a meatpacking plant undercover, and it came out with a book called The Jungle, which detailed all the atrocities he'd seen there, which made him probably more responsible than anyone else for the Federal Meat Inspection Service and the Food and Drug Administration and some of the other triumphs of the muckraking era.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. And he's also one of the two Sinclairs who are among the most popular writers of that era in America, the other one being Sinclair Lewis, the fictional, more fictional novelist who wrote Elmer Gantry and Babbitt and was played in the Elmer Gantry character was played in a movie by Burt Lancaster, maybe you've seen it.
Didn't he also write It Can't Happen Here? Sinclair Lewis?
Sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
But later, he was a Democratic Socialist, and he ran for governor of California at the depth of the Depression as a Democrat. And he had done to him the Newsmax Foxaganda treatment from the moguls who were in constant battle with their employees over unionization and that sort of thing.
That would have been William Randolph
and
Hearst probably leading the charge.
Well, I don't think Hearst was that much to do with the movie industry, but movie studio owners.
Oh, I see.
They put out these. This was here before television, but they had newsreels, and they put these newsreels out with actors pretending to be bums, who were all said they were going to California because that Sinclair Lewis in Poverty in California program was such a great thing for them, and of course Lewis. Sinclair lost by a pretty large margin in the actual vote.
Yeah.
He had been popular up to that point.
That's fascinating. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's he read a really great biography of him, anyway, I recommend it to anyone to look up his whole varied life and career.
That's great. Mike, thank you. Thanks for sharing that stuff, and that's fascinating. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for your show always. And I want to say a thank you to Ziggy for my girls saving money on their internet service. Such helpful advice. And I recently had a terrible experience where I fell and was knocked unconscious.
Oh, no.
Luckily, I woke up, and I had a huge golf ball bump on the back of my head. So in emergency room, the doctor said he was almost needed to give me a blood transfusion because my hemoglobin was so low. But what I found out is I had a bleeding ulcer. So I thought, yeah, people have to really take care of themselves. And you always have such wonderful books and such wonderful advice because I do have lots of troubles. And we're being sued by our Trumpster neighbor because electrical lines run a little bit over his yard, and he's trying to put up a fence on our driveway to make it obsolete for a car. And I just wanted to warn people in Illinois, there is no trespassing law. He could come in our yard whenever he wants. He could even come in our house, and there's no law in Illinois
There has to be trespass laws.
No, I just found that out, and we have an attorney. I've been warned so many different things. We're probably going to have to get surveillance now. He can come in my yard. He came in the yard and cut 11 trees down, and he cut all his. Yeah, he's such a an awful neighbor. But I noticed my husband double-locked the back door, and then I was thinking, oh, we have never, Tom, we've never locked our doors, and I lock it in the daytime now. It's
Because Illinois, you've got a Trump humper living next door.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
And that I was relieved. I watched the Murdoch trials. I was so relieved that, about his sentence, and I was so thankful for that Southern jury. They didn't fall for Murdoch's fake tears, and they even had one of the jurors on CNN, and he said he saw no tears fall from his eyes.
Yeah.
He said he just blew his nose in front of everyone.
Right.
His mucus fell.
Right.
So that was a huge relief.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your struggles, Jessica. I wish you the very best on that. And
thank you.
Yeah. And
thank you. And your show is helpful. You tell how you grab a thought and try and get it out of your head. And you recommended books, and I always try and write stuff down. So you're very helpful.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jessica. And I hope you're feeling better soon. Thank you very much. Chaz in Lakewood, Washington. Hey, Chaz, what's on your mind today?
Thomas Hartman, may I be the first to wish you a happiest 20th anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Anniversary of what? Oh, the show?
Of the show. This is the month 20 years ago when it all came together, didn't it?
I think so. We were talking to Rama about that a couple of weeks ago because he was my first producer. Did he say it was March or April? Do you remember, Sean? It's March? Oh, yeah, okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, we are now 20 years on the air. I should send a press release to Talkers Magazine. Wow.
And so, with that in mind, I would like to propose three new slogans for the Tom Hartman program.
Okay.
The first one is, I told you so.
Okay.
The second one, shake your fist at the sky and shout, Reagan!
Okay.
And finally, I personally like the news analysis program with heart, man.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, Chaz, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, thank you. That's great. And thanks for the well wishes. I had completely forgotten. I wasn't paying attention to the calendar. Mark, I generally don't. Mark in Davenport, Iowa. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. A couple quick things, if I could. You know, the DNC has taken away Iowa's first in the nation caucus, partially because of our lack of diversity. But I would like to remind the DNC, respectfully, that in 2008, it was this non-diversive state that showed America that it was all right to vote for a black man for president.
Well, and Jimmy Carter, too. I mean, both Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama made their presidential chops in Iowa. And, I'm not so certain that moving to South Carolina is such a good idea. I realize, you know, Jim Clyburn has a lot of power in the party. I think that retail politics is really important stuff. And you can do that in a state like Iowa that only has a couple million people. That's real hard to do in a state like South Carolina, which has got many more. I don't know the population off the top of my head, but I'm guessing it's at least two or three times the population of Iowa.
Well, which leads to my second point. I'm not sure of this, but it seems to me that, you know, in 2008, Iowa was still a really purple state. And it seems to me that after 2008, that's when all the money came in because we have such cheap advertising rates here.
Yep.
And so it didn't take much for the big donor Republicans to buy up our state houses.
And this is how they've taken over red state after red state, because the media markets are so inexpensive. You know, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Utah, Iowa.
And right now I'm telling you, Tom, Iowa is trying to outdo Florida and Texas. The things that are coming out of the Iowa legislature right now, some of the things they're proposing are so draconian. I mean, just starting with the public school vouchers and the tax breaks and they're going to get rid of the sales tax altogether in the state of Iowa within the next 3 years. Plus, and you know, that's not even the half of that. Some of the crazy stuff that's going on. There was a bill that they wanted to put through that's not going anywhere this time, that would make it constitutionally illegal for gay marriage in this country.
Right. I'm not surprised.
The sales tax
surprises me, Mark. I mean, here in Oregon, we have no sales tax. And that's kind of a progressive thing, because that means that low-income people are not paying, you know, any tax, basically. You know, they're not paying if you're working for very little. You know, you're paying FICA, but that's about it. You're not paying an income tax.
Excuse me, I misspoke. It isn't the sales tax. It's
income tax.
Yes.
Yeah. So that makes sense. I mean, you know, not having an income tax, that's, you know, that's what Florida and Texas have done, and, you know, to attract billionaires and right wingers. And yeah, okay. That makes sense. Mark, thank you. I think. I mean, you know, it's kind of grim news, but, you know, thanks for bringing us up to date on what's going on in Iowa. And, you know, I look forward to future updates. Mark, thank you. Amazing stuff. It's Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll pick up your calls right after this. Stay with us. For We the People.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
20 years, that's amazing. You know, it's like time flies. Boy, we'll be right back. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million-plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get that home project done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. The free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. Now it's being fixed. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, they have upfront project pricing, so you'll know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. These are the softest sheets you'll ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite thing this 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Yes, indeed, I can. Go to CozyEarth.com, just plug in my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35% on everything on the website. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back, picking up your calls here, Roger in Snoqualmie, Washington. Hey, Snoqualmie, Washington. Hey, Roger, what's up?
Yeah, it's actually Snoqualmie. So happy to talk to you.
Oh, Snoqualmie. Snoqualmie, I'm sorry.
Yes. No quality. Yeah. I so appreciate what you do. And I learned something from you every time I get the chance to listen to you. Today, I learned that Hitler went after gays and sexual minorities first. I knew he went after them, but I didn't know that he went after them first.
5 months after he took power.
Yeah. So a comment on how things have changed. I think 7 years ago, I called you and asked you, why in the hell aren't you using the word fashion to describe what's going on?
Yeah.
And you agreed that it was happening. But you gave me some pretty good reasons for not using it. So I have noticed that one of the changes is you're calling it out and telling it like it is.
Yeah.
So my question is, what are we going to do about white Christian nationalists? The Christo fascists that are among us. There was a Assemblies of God church in my area that the Southern Poverty Law Center identified as working with hate organizations. I think they were working with a group that wanted to execute gay people. So what are we going to do about these people who believe that the earth is 6,000 years old? And that Tyrannosaurus Rex had 6-inch canine teeth so they could eat watermelon, and believe that gays should be executed even though Jesus never said one word about that.
Right. If anything, he preached tolerance. Roger, I don't think it's, quote, do something about them. The people are entitled to have their own beliefs, no matter how offensive they are. I do think that exposing those beliefs is important. And I think the other thing, the FBI and national police forces have been, and even state police forces have been very, very slow to act on this. And I think it's in large part because so many cops are hardcore authoritarians and Republicans themselves. But, they're starting to take this kind of stuff seriously too. But, we need to be very careful about state power You know, because it can be used against fascists just as easily. I mean, it can be used against you and me just as easily as it could be used against fascists. So I think the number one thing to do, which is what I'm trying to do with Hartman Report and with this program, is simply call them out. Roger, thank you for the call. Mike in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about anti-Semitism, but that caller about the kid that wants to, like learn to be a farmer and have an education too. Mm-hmm. I believe I saw it on either 60 Minutes or on Sunday Morning about a college. I think it's in California that does that. You know, they go to class in the morning and plant corn in the afternoon.
Huh. Well, time to use the search engines then.
Yep. I think that's what it was. It was kind of an agricultural college, whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm coming up on 74, and some of the greatest people in my life, since I was a little kid, are Jewish, as is my sister-in-law is. And I don't get it. I don't get this whole anti-Semitism, this whole thing. It does. Maybe I'm missing something here. But this morning in the Denver Post, I think this, I don't know if this is a New York Times article, there's another movie called, I think it's called The Order, and it's fiction, about two FBI agents who track like these hate groups. Mm-hmm. And kind of the core of it that they built it around is the 1984 murder of Alan Berg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was killed by the Order. That was a skinhead neo-Nazi group. He was a talk show host in Denver back about 25 years ago. And they gunned him down with machine guns in the parking lot of the radio station. And that go ahead.
It was in his driveway.
Oh, it was in his home driveway. Okay, I didn't know that. I thought it was at the radio station. But that was the end of liberal talk radio in America. I mean, he was the last big national, progressive host, and then came Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, and I remember, I mean, it's stuck in my mind today, the picture of him in the car leaning, they shot him, he had the door open, they shot him, he fell kind of half in, half out of the car.
Yeah.
And that image has stuck in my mind. And then what really chills me is that those clowns worshipped with a guy named by the name of Pete Peters at, I think, the Pentecostal Church of La Porte. Well, La Porte's kind of a little town outside of Fort Collins. And he was one of these Christian nationalist people.
Yeah.
And got them all fired up, and then they went down and killed Berg.
Yeah, there was a movie made out of that, by the way. It's called Talk Radio. A little more than almost 2 decades ago. It's been quite a while. Yeah. Mike, thanks for the call. It's it gives you pause from time to time, but hey, we keep pushing on. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby.
You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320.